Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. We are three astrologers who get together and talk about what's going on in the heavens and how we see that reflected on the earth. My name is Mark Wall. I'm speaking from New York City. And with me is...
Anne Ortley, and I'm speaking from New York City, too, at my bright red desk on a beautiful night in New York.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yep.
Gorgeous night out there. Makes us appreciate Indian summer.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and we will probably be joined shortly by Heather calling in from St. Paul.
Yep.
In the meantime, we've got Mercury about to go retrograde. The famous Mercury retrograde. And that'll be for 3 weeks. And what else do we have happening this week?
We have Saturn going into Sagittarius for 2 years.
Right.
On the same day that Mercury goes retrograde.
Yeah, that's good timing.
I know.
The
two planets are conniving.
Yeah.
They're having a conversation in the sky.
Yeah. So Saturn in Sagittarius, that'll be a change. We've had a little over 2 years of Saturn in Scorpio. And now Sagittarius. So Saturn is the way we organize things. And the way we create and check our reality. And it's been operating in a Scorpio way, which is a fixed water sign. And now it's going to go into mutable fire, Sagittarius. And it'll open up a whole different way of operating, a different way of creating our structures and minding them and getting other people to mind them. So Sagittarius brings a different flavor. Scorpio is that all or none, kind of do or die, very, very tough way. It's very tough, very fixed, very much the way it wants things to be. Sagittarius is a lot more open and easygoing. We often think of it as a kind of party energy. So,
it is. Every Sag I know is a party animal. It's like what they do, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually they get older and they slow down on that, but that's the beginning of their life. They're party down.
Yeah, so it'll bring a different flavor to Saturn than the way that we feel Saturn operating around us. And it's more, in many ways, it's more reflective and more philosophical, all of the qualities that go with Sagittarius. So we'll see Saturn operating in that way. Whereas Saturn in Scorpio was very much clamping onto something. You know, it was a real, this is the way things are supposed to be. And you either get with the program or you're in big trouble. Sagittarius is more flexible, so we should see a change in that sense. A lot more flexibility, a lot more the whole mutable aspect. So that's the way that we'll go about organizing things. And it's what we can expect of our authorities around us as well.
Right, that they'll be more flexible and more open to change.
Yeah.
And more fiery, you know, more visionary, more passionate, more, well, what actually is your vision, you know?
Right. Yeah, and basing a lot of decisions more on what we believe and what we feel is right, much more than, Scorpio has a deeper sense of what's right. it operates by what's right too, but it's a much narrower range.
Well, Scorpio's the IRS, you know.
Yeah.
Sagittarius is the pool party with a lot of liquor. They both have rules, you know, no fighting in the pool. But, you know, the pool, the wild and crazy part of it is, you know, something that we often forget about the Sag. That they, because they are kind of open to the other and open to exploring different options, they often are, you know, have a wider range of things that they work on or work in. So they're in, it's an interesting sign. And
yeah,
we love Sag. It's a mutable fire, so it's like candles. So it's busy, busy, flickering, running here and there. So I have to say, when we think back on the fall of 85, spring of 86, Sagittarius is when you have the vision again, you know, after the death of Scorpio, where you've lost something really important. Sagittarius is where you get up and you say, now I'm ready to go forward again. I'm ready for the new life. I'm ready for the new adventure. So it's pretty big. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a whole new energy. We haven't seen it for a good while, but here we are again.
Right. We had a little foretaste of it January, February, March, but then it went away. Yeah. Looks like Heather
Saturn
just joined us.
Saturn was not quite done with Scorpio at that time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Needed a few more months in it. I was going to say years, but no, it was just months. It just felt like years. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's done now, though. So whatever you were supposed to do with Saturn and Scorpio, you had your chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you have until tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
Around 9 at night, and then it's like, okay, that's done. Yeah.
It's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of an interesting time. And also with the Mercury retrograde in Libra, it's going to go back and station on the world axis, and the node's on the world axis too. So we're making decisions that are really important that down the road we're going to say, hey, you know, fall of, or August, sometimes it's August for some people, August or fall of 2015, I started this whole new chapter. I began a new adventure. I had a new way of seeing the world. And I think that's when we look back in time, there's some times that are a little more meaningful than others, and this fall will be one of those. Because that transition into Sag marks a whole new, oh, wow, you know, I have to pay attention to my...
Mm-hmm. It's a big 2-year period. Two years. It's a significant amount of time. Like, you know, pretty much we'll all do something with it. It'll be our Saturn in Sagittarius project.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when these 2 years are up, Saturn will go into Capricorn, and of course we'll make a lot of noise about that because that's like Saturn coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Because he rules Capricorn, so that'll be a big deal. But that'll mean that our Saturn and Sagittarius project is over, and we have to start something to represent Saturn in Capricorn.
Right.
So you may not think of that all the time, but somewhere in your unconscious, you're aware that you're supposed to do something called Saturn in Sagittarius now. So you're already fishing around for what's it going to be.
Right.
And the more you're aware of that symbolism, the easier it is to pick that project and stay with it and know that it's for 2 years, and then you'll go on to Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Sagittarius has a lot to do with writing, traveling, publishing, communication, teaching, philosophy, belief systems, and what those are. Also, higher mind studying. So a lot of people delve into subject matter on Sagittarius. They become like, wow, I need to learn this. I need to know this. There's an expansion energy that goes on there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's good. We like Sagittarius. And Venus clears her shadow pretty soon. She does the same day Mercury goes direct. So we're still in Venus retrograde shadow. So a lot of relationships are transforming. And that can be good or bad. You know, some people are getting committed and committing and getting engaged or married. And some people are blowing it up and saying, I'll be done here. I'm moving on. So kind of watch where what's going on for you in your relationships, because these last couple days of Saturn in Scorpio and the eclipses combined, because the eclipses, we forgot about the eclipses, Mark, we have to talk about those. The, you know, last degrees of any sign, any planet, it's kind of a shout-out to the beginning. So it takes us back to October of 2012 when Saturn went into Scorpio for the first time. And it invites us to understand on a deeper level, you know, what our journey has been as he wraps up the last degrees. And because he's doing it with eclipses, there's a bigger potency to it. There's a bigger, you know, aha moment that's kind of riding with it. So that's important.
Yeah, and the eclipses really help to make the demarcation between Scorpio and Sagittarius. Because they help to release whatever we're done with and usher in something new.
Yeah, they kind of lay it out and say, okay, this is the story. Yeah.
Right. So whatever you thought you were done with, you're done.
And it's not coming back anymore. It's really gone.
Well, yeah.
It's like,
Eventually it will, but... You got to go around the whole.
Well, 2042. I'm not going to be here anymore. I'm out of here by then. You going to be here then?
Yeah. No, I think I'll sign off before then. But take it one sign at a time.
One sign at a time. I like that about you, Mark. One sign at a time. One aspect at a time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's a good way to do it. Why worry about tomorrow's aspect when you've got today's to get through?
Yeah. That's right.
That's true. We also, the eclipses, let's do a little bit on them. There was one on Sunday, and it was a 20 Virgo, and it is calling, the Sabian image was a women's girls basketball team. So it was a lot about teamwork or working together or partnership or the collaborative effort is maybe a better way to say it. So watch for collaboration opportunities in your world, offers coming to you, because Juno is on... the north node of fate. The two of them are kind of connecting, so you might get an offer to partner with someone in an unusual way. Take them up on it if you like the idea. And then we go forward the eclipse and also kind of kicks butt a little bit next week. 2 weeks from now, there's one on the world axis exactly on Aries-Libra mix. And so that has a lot to do with... the Aries-Libra mix has a lot to do with how do we partner Libra-North node and what do we need to release to be able to move into the partnership fully. So I think that's kind of a cool one, too. So.
Yeah.
And the new moon builds to the full, and in the middle, between the two of them, we have the Saturn change, the Mercury retrograde change, and next week we have Pluto going direct.
And Pluto direct, yeah.
Yeah, Pluto direct finishes up the story of the Uranus-Pluto square as he goes back to 15 in December. So he's kind of hauling out December of last year and then saying forward. So a lot of energy.
This kind of a subtle connection there, because Pluto is in Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn has been in Scorpio, ruled by Pluto, so they've been in mutual reception. But now Saturn is leaving that deal, going into Sagittarius, just as Pluto goes direct in Saturn's sign. So it kind of raises all that Pluto energy again.
Right, and Pluto now suddenly turns fiery.
Yep.
Turns into a bit of a minister and a fire and a brimstone kind of guy, you know, where he starts ranting and raving and waving his hands in the air, as opposed to Scorpio, where he kind of is like an alligator or a crocodile, you know. Somebody mailed me this very bad picture on Facebook, a croc in the water. Watch out for the croc. And it was a croc, you know, with a shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. But, you know, Pluto in Scorpio, Pluto in Capricorn answering to Saturn in Scorpio is like a crocodile. Pluto in Capricorn answering to Saturn in Sagittarius is like a wildfire. it's a much more, I don't know, pushy energy maybe, Mark? What would you say, pushy? Passionate? Fiery?
Yeah, yeah. But also, there's much more movement to it. Sort of,
yes.
You know, there was much more of a sort of stagnant energy to Scorpio. There's a,
yes.
Scorpio has that feel of a swamp. You get bogged down
right.
in things and kind of sucked in like quicksand. And, you know, it's a slow, painful death. Whereas in Sagittarius, there's like a quick hit and something keeps on moving. You know, you don't, battles don't have to be to the death. It can be, you know, a quick connection and then let it go. You know, Sagittarius doesn't hold on to grudges or stick around until the final word. There's a much more of a release that goes on. So in that way, it lightens up Pluto.
Yeah. It really does. It makes it much easier. Makes him much easier and more changeable, you know. He's not so fixed anymore. He's much more flexible. He actually laughs a little. Maybe.
Yeah,
so,
in a Pluto way.
In a Pluto way, right. So I guess we should take some callers. And if you'd like to call in, we don't have a lot of people in queue. But the people that are in queue, if you want us to call on you, please press the one key and raise your hand, and we'll call on you. And it gives us a question mark on our side. And if you'd like to call in, 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. All right, so let's go. We got 202 here. Oh, somebody else raised their hand. Hi, 202-281. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi. Okay, my DOB is March 5th, 1980.
Wait. March 5, 1980. Yep.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
1:29 a.m.
1:29 a.m. Great. What's your first name?
Camilla.
Camilla. Okay,
hi, Camilla.
What's your question? Hi.
Hi. Hi. I just want some astrological brilliance from you guys in terms of... I love you guys. You guys are great. I listen to you all the time. I just want to know what you see upcoming transit-wise. I'm kind of in a vagabond stage right now. And a spiritual growth stage. And I'm just wanting to know what you see.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
You are in a vagabond stage. And you're going to be in it for another year. Saturn is in, well, Saturn's squaring your nodes of fate, so it's calling right now. So you're just going to, and we're going to do March 5, 1980, 1:29 a.m. Philly for the people that are going, wait, I didn't get her birth. So your north node, using a true node, is 29. So Saturn's been squaring it, unrooting you. Natally, you have Saturn in Virgo, which is normally a, you know, it's a sign that likes its structures in place. But it's in the ninth house, and it's retrograde right now. So it's feeling the call to do some work that is, it's being led is the best way to say it. And Saturn is, transiting Saturn is squaring your nodes. So when that happens, there's a call. You get a call from, you know, the heavens, the universe, whatever you want to say. And it sends you out into the world. Natally, you have Neptune and Saturn square, which means that when those two planets repeat that energy in the sky, or when they form any aspect, your chart wakes up and it goes, doo-doo-doo-doo. So that that square has woken up because Neptune and Saturn are moving into, they're within a square of each other. And so your natal Neptune-Saturn is activated, which of course says, Saturn in the ninth, I have a spiritual path that I have to follow that is not necessarily a religious path, meaning an organized religion. It'll be a path of my own choosing, probably earth-based, pagan-based, you know, something that's about humanitarian capacity in the world, maybe Buddhist, something. You know, you don't kill bugs or you don't eat meat. Square the Neptune, right, in the first that says, I have to do my spiritual path. And so Neptune has been opposite your Jupiter, unmooring you. And now Saturn is squaring your node, saying, let go of the fear. Go with me. Come with me. Sun rules the ninth house. Follow me in your passion. And Saturn's traveling through the 12th house, which is a house of many colors. But Saturn through the 12th often is a spiritual quest. Very often that's when we take a sabbatical, or we travel overseas, or we disappear. We go off into the ashram and we meditate for a while. And it's going to be, Saturn's going to be in that 12th house through the spring. So unmoored is a good word. And, of course, you are a Pisces, so you're following the drift of the current. It's calling you and carrying you. Mm-hmm. And you're right where you're supposed to be. You know, I would, the Jupiter, Mars, and Virgo always can find work. Never not afraid of working, hard working. And you got Venus and Aries getting the kick from Saturn, in conjunct to Saturn, saying, you know, maybe a heartbreak or maybe some kind of loss made you go, what the heck am I doing? And so the two of you are rolling, and that forms, you know, it's kind of a wide finger of God, but I'd give it to you, with a Venus in the south node to Saturn. So the finger of God legs are getting activated, saying to you, follow me, come with me. And so truly trust this process. I think it's kind of a fun one, and at the end of it, you'll be like, yeah, this was really good. Also, Uranus just changed signs from Scorpio into Capricorn, so the search for life to be more meaningful, important. And Uranus was on your sun, which often is a divorce or a separation or a leaving of the home, on your progressed sun at 20 Aries. And the sun at 20 Aries is now in the Sagittarian decant, right? Because it's, you know, 10 Aries is Aries, 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 Leo is fireplace. Now we're in the candle version. So the chart's really feeling like, you know, I'm a candle. I have to go where the wind carries me or the flame carries me. So I think it's a good, it'll be a lot of fun. You're going to have a good time. And people are going to go, what are you doing? Why are you throwing all the things you built away? And you have to say to them, yes, it's the call of my soul. And when it puts me down, I'll be okay. Because I will be, you know, and that's, you know, it's the chart's just feeling it, you know.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about, tossing things away, because you have a good lot of Virgo kind of energy to pull things together whenever you need to. Mm-hmm. So not to worry. You can go ahead and be a little carefree for a while.
Okay.
It's actually a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have the capability to be carefree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when you were little, you followed the rules, you know. Mars,
yeah.
Virgo.
Yeah.
You know, your Mars and your Virgo, your Mars and your Jupiter and Virgo in young signs. They're 2, 4 years old. So that's a little person that follows the rules. What are the rules? I'm going to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're kind of like, I don't want to follow the rules anymore.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And that's okay. You know, when we get to the part where we go, why am I here? Which for you, and I don't mean this in a mean way, could take a little while.
Yeah, that's the issue. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to be okay with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're saying that now is the time for you to, you know, let go of following the rules. You learned a lot from doing that. You put some skills together. And, you know, those will always serve you well. But, you know, let it go. Try something really different, and you might not even be that good at, you know, just do something else. And you always have, you know, stuff you can come back to.
Okay.
This chart can always find work. That's not an issue with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
no, I guess it's not an issue. It's more so purpose, you know.
Right. Well, you don't have one right now. It kind of all blew up, so you have to go find a new one.
I know. I will have purpose, you think?
Or? You'll have it by February 24th.
Whoa, exactly, huh?
That's when Saturn comes across your ascendant, and that's when your Saturn bisolar arc goes into Scorpio. So you can call back and say, you were wrong or you were right. I had purpose by February 24th. But you're going to have a vision by then. You're going to have this is what I'm doing. May take me a little while to build it. You know, I'll give you till next fall to build it. But you're going to have the vision in place by February 24th. Because there's just so much going on in your chart that says, oof, 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 this is my vision, oof, oof. So we have to honor that kind of, Now, there is a Mars retrograde this spring, so you may find a vision and then lose it again. But it'll, you know, like, or find someone who says, come do this vision with me, and then you get a little further down the path and they bail. But that's okay. They got you further down the path. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mark, you got a time frame for her finding her vision?
Yeah, that's about right. Late winter, early spring.
Early spring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much. You guys are
You're
great.
Welcome. Have fun with that.
Okay, have a, have a good gap
year.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye. All right.
Good.
Okay, we have another one with her hand up. Hello, 207-538. You're on the air. How can we help? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello. I guess they're not there anymore. All right. We got another one?
Try another one.
We'll try another one. Hi, 516-455. You're on the air. How can we help?
Yes, hi, Anne. This is Grace. Hi, Mark. How are you both?
Hi. Good.
Hi, Grace.
My birthday is 12-20-58.
Wait, say it again.
12-20.
Mm-hmm.
58.
1958. Okay, great.
Yes. That's in Hempstead, Nassau, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
At 10:26 p.m.
At 10:26 p.m., 1:26 p.m., and what's your question?
Okay, I have a really rough Saturn in Scorpio and some estate issues, and it's still not settled, so I'm wondering, should I just throw in the towel and just accept all the crap that's, you know, handed to me, or should I, or is the energy changing going to... you know, assist and bring the, you know, the close of this into my benefit. So I guess.
Okay, so it's an estate, like an inheritance?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, so we're watching that south
and
node.
And I wasn't treated fairly, right, exactly.
Right. So we've got Uranus coming, you know, Uranus is on your south node in the eighth house. That's the house
right.
of inheritances. Saturn's in the third house of contracts. So Uranus is going to go back and forth over that contract house a couple more times. And Uranus is on the world axis, but just tucked into the 12th house. So with Saturn in the third, it's about learning the value of your worth and your words. Now, he's changing into Sagittarius in like tomorrow. You're
right.
at the very last. You're like, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. You know,
so
I'm just, I don't want to do this anymore. And Mars, of course, is stationary in Scorpio. Once Saturn switches into Sag, the ruler is Jupiter in Scorpio, not Mars anymore. It's stuck in Taurus, stopped. Because Saturn's been answering to that. So I think, give it a little bit. Give it until Saturn gets to 8, Sag. And that
okay.
should be 8-9, because that's when it should pop. And Uranus is going over that south node, right? And Pluto's going to pop and go direct. Pluto, of course, is in your 12th, which is being undermined by things behind your back. But he's
exactly.
stationing in the edge of the fourth house, especially if this involves real estate. I would wait until Saturn, you know, just kind of go... You know, I'm just going to hang in here, especially if it's not costing anything. You're just dragging your feet a little to get them
mm-hmm.
to settle or to get them to show, you know, show some stuff so you can close the estate. The whole thing
okay.
with that is if you hold it open, they can't get the stuff themselves. So then they settle.
Right.
right.
Well, yeah, well, here's the thing. They did, you know, take what they wanted themselves, but, you know, it seems like more information came after... You know, afterward, and so do I go back in with this new information?
Oh, totally. If they did something illegal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I would,
especially
yeah.
illegal around real estate, exactly.
Illegal
mm-hmm.
around
yeah.
real estate, totally. Yeah. I would definitely go back in. And that's the Mercury, that's the eclipse, bringing it to your attention right now. The eclipse is in your first house. It's saying bring it to your attention. And whatever the issues was with paperwork, if they did stuff that wasn't legal, now is the time. With Uranus on the south node, you know, that's kind of surfacing that information.
Right.
So I would definitely, I mean, I wouldn't spend a lot of money on it, but I would definitely stir the pot and get them scared and see what happens. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with it. Keep us posted. All right. So that's it for us. We're done.
Right.
End of the night. We didn't have Heather join, so I guess she's having fun somewhere in Minnesota, Minneapolis, wherever it is. She lives somewhere out west by the Mississippi. So, this is Ann Ortley signing off.
And Mark Waltz signing off as well. Both of us.
Ann Ortley, my bright red desk, signing off. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So cool. So have a great week, folks, and watch for that shift. As my friend Gretchen says, people are a little cray-cray, which is another word for crazy. Just go, ooh, a little cray-cray, and nobody knows quite what you're saying, but it's your way of commenting on them being just a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So. And Mark and I will be at Access Astrology next Tuesday in the Open Center. So feel free to stop by 20 East 30th Street or 22 30. East 30th.
Something like
that. Yeah. 7 o'clock. All right. $5. Somebody said to me on Tuesday, this is the best $5. So it's a value proposition for all of you feeling poor with Jupiter and Virgo. So
that's right.
Yeah. So bye, Mark. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Bye, everybody.
Bye now.